State officials say the healthcare exchange is one step toward their overall goal of implementing a single-payer healthcare system in Vermont. The governor said substantial progress has been made in key areas, including access, technology, payment models, and cost controls. Vermont Healthcare Reform Director Robin Lunge says the state is on track for the exchange to open on October 1st.
In the ideal world, we would not necessarily have developed an exchange prior to moving to single payer, but it is allowing us the opportunity to draw down federal funds and update our technology within state government. In an ideal world, we'd want to move more quickly, but because of the Affordable Care Act and the federal timelines, the exchange is the first step.
Robin Lunge notes that on Monday, the state will announce the preliminary rate filings from the two insurance companies participating in the health exchanges.
It's not the final premium, but it does begin that process to get us to a final premium so that people will have complete information and can start thinking about what choices they would like to make for coverage next year.
Vermonters for Healthcare Freedom founder Darcy Johnston is opposed to the state's efforts to create a single-payer system. She wants the legislature to repeal the law requiring the health benefits exchange.
Vermont, other than the District of Columbia, is the only state that has a mandated exchange, not a voluntary exchange. And by the state not being able to give businesses greater certainty in what the cost of the exchange products are going to be, businesses have been left in limbo.
The Green Mountain Care Board is tasked with leading the state through the transition from healthcare exchanges to single payer. Board Chair Anya Rader Wallach announced Monday that she is resigning in September.
I hope there are ways I can stay involved. But the reality is I'm here. I've been here in Vermont since the governor's transition. And my family is in Rhode Island. And I tried to convince them to move up here, but for good reasons, they haven't. And, you know, it's hard to sustain that kind of distance relationship. I really need to focus more on family, but hopefully there are ways in which I can continue to make a contribution here because it's obviously stuff I care deeply about, and it's a job that's not fully done.
Darcy Johnston is particularly troubled to hear that Rader Wallach is leaving during what she characterizes as a health care reform crisis.
She's the architect, and she was the one that went through the legislature and sold Act 48 to them, member by member. Peter Shumlin is the captain. She's the architect, and the architect has left the ship.
Anya Rader Wallach counters that the work will not stop because she's leaving.
Lots of other competent people who are involved in this effort, and we're moving full speed ahead. And the only crisis that exists is in the current healthcare system.
Governor Shumlin plans to replace Rader Wallach with Al Gobay, another Green Mountain Care Board member. Meanwhile, Vermonters for Healthcare Freedom plans to launch a doctor-patient network that would allow patients to contract with providers outside of any government programs. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.